Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Modern Rock Live. I'm Tom Calderone, and with us in the studio, the Indigo Girls. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Fine.
Fine.
So we've seen you on the Philadelphia soundtrack, I guess teasing everyone for what is next for the band. And and you want to talk about how you got involved with the movie and the soundtrack?
Well, we actually somebody in the company pitched us to Jonathan Demme as a possible artist that might want to be involved. And he was interested in it. He liked the stuff, and he wanted us to write a song. And then a couple of days later, he called back and said he had something he wanted us to do, a song that he really liked. So we did it.
Did you see the movie before you wrote, before you performed the song?
No, actually, we knew the content, and we knew, you know, we wanted to be involved because we felt like it was a good thing to bring to the mainstream.
Did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you sad that it didn't win an Academy Award, or at least be nominated for Academy Award?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Now, but before you did that, you're actually working on your new record, which is, when's that coming out?
End of April.
End of April. What's it called? Do you have a title yet?
Swamp Ophelia.
Swamp Ophelia. Okay.
And you may ask.
How did you do that?
Well, I mean, we're having a big discussion about it because I thought it was the name of a plant. I was at a nature preserve walking around, and I saw a plant named Swamp Ophelia. It's like a nickname for it, but we haven't been able to locate what plant that is.
We think it's all a dream right now. We think Amy just dreamed it up, and I was like, sure, Amy, Swamp Ophelia, it's a plant. Cool. Okay, we'll name the record that.
It's kind of a Hamlet thing, you know.
Okay, all right, we'll take that.
Swampy Hamlet.
What's the record, I mean, how many songs are going to be on it, and can you give us some insight to what the new record's going to sound like?
It's got 11 songs on it. It was very, kind of a free-for-all kitchen sink creative process. I mean, we got a lot of performances from players who play a specific instrument. Like, for example, Lisa Germano, who's known from playing with John Cougar.
Right.
Played violin, but she also played mandolin. And so we picked players, we had them play instruments they were not necessarily virtuoso on, whatever, and they came up with some really cool parts. So it's got a lot of that spirit, sort of off the cuff. And then we brought in some people, local people, who might not be known across the nation, but they're equally talented as other recording artists and so on, and like Michael Arant. And so it's sort of that spirit to it.
Is there anyone that you've ever wanted to play with that you haven't had a chance to yet for whatever reason, scheduling or death? You know, is there anyone that you'd like to play with?
Death. Maybe death.
Death, yeah, I don't want to play with death.
We've gotten to play with a lot of people that we wanted to play with. I think that there's a lot of local people in Atlanta that we sort of have always felt really strongly about wanting to play with them, and we have, you know, people don't know who they are, but we've always gone, really, that'd be great to incorporate them into a record, and we've actually been able to do that, and especially on this record, we incorporated some people from the local scene.
You still call Atlanta your home?
Yeah.
We're going to go back to listen to Galileo.
Okay.
All right, this is it on Modern Rock Live.